Okay, Simon Shin Mem Dalid or Shin Dalid Mem.
Should we be masked in here? What's Shin Dalid Mem?
I don't think you have to be masked.
Was it the printer or the printer?
I assume it was the printer. I assume it was the printer. I assume went many Gugulim since the Shulchan Aruch, but you can look, meaning there's no Ksav Yad of the Shulchan Aruch, because when he wrote it, printing had already been invented. So you can look at the first printing. That would be interesting. Right from the Mechaber Aman on, you don't have Kisvei Yad like you have for Rishonim, because they wrote it, gave it to the printer printed it, they looked it over, and they threw out the Ksav Yad. Anyway, Viter. Find the first edition?
Uh-huh.
That's on Hebrew books. It's on whatever. It's not hard. Okay, Viter. Shin Mem Dalid. Chi of Ha Hesped Vichule. Says that he started to jump into the Shulchan Aruch. Mitzvah Gedola LaHesped Al Meis Karoi. Mitzvah Gedola Tzvasa Shiyarim Kolo Lomer Al Darim HaMashabes Olev. You should raise your voice, meaning not to shout, but with emotion. And you should try to break people's heart. Right, so the two things that are mainly mentioned here is laharbos bechia, to make people cry and sad that he died, ulahazgir shivcho, and to mention how great the mace was. It's interesting, the balance between these. This is, I don't know, a mucker for this, but I think it was just a misvara. I heard Berluchtzin say more than once that he said the balance between Maharbos Bechia and Mahazkir Shivcho very much depends on the age of the Niftar. You know, if a baby dies who's 1 year old, there's not a lot of, the Gemara will discuss it in a few, there's not a lot of Shevach to say, but there's a lot of Bech, because it's so sad. You know, if someone was a teenager, whatever, it's not necessarily so much Shevach. They didn't have a whole life of accomplishment, but there's a lot more Bechi. Someone was 100 years old, there's not as much Bechi, but there's a lot of Shevach because, you know, so many things happened there. So the balance between these, that's, I think, just a good Svara, would depend on exactly the circumstance, but those are the two main goals. But also, you're not allowed to exaggerate too much, which would be lying. Elamaz Kirim Midas Tova Shabo, you mentioned Midas Tova, so we'll seem to make Tzas. And you add a little, rachlo yaflik, just not to exaggerate too much. You can't lie. You can exaggerate what's true, but you can't make up something that is not true. Okay, that's pashat. Right? Anyone who mentions that it's not true or exaggerates more than necessary, more than a little, then it's apparently very, very bad. It causes bad results for the mace. Why? Because when you say the mace was so great and wonderful, then the Bezin Shamal, if he really wasn't, then they judge him more harshly. And for yourself, because you caused him to be judged harshly and because you're lying in a hesped. So therefore, one really does have to be honest in a hesped, but you're allowed to exaggerate a little. Of course, the question that the Mefarshim deal with here is, so why are you even allowed to exaggerate a little? Honesty should be honesty. So the Taz says, Taz asks, Kasha, Malu Shakar Malu Shakar Harve. And I can think of three answers to this. The Taz says, because if you exaggerate a little, it's really true. Why? Because, you know, how much someone does, how much greatness they actualize depends on their circumstances. You know, and now, if someone was a Rasha Rerusha, you're not going to say, oh, well, you know, they weren't really Rasha Rerusha. But let's say someone, you know, learned Bahasmada. Okay, you know what, they learned Bahasmada, but maybe if they haven't had, you know, medical problems, maybe if they had an easier parnasa or whatever, they would have learned Bahasmada Rabba. Everyone would have done a little better if the luck, quote unquote, of the circumstance had been in their favor. And therefore, he says it's really true to exaggerate a little, because everyone, we can't say they would have been a different person, but everyone would have done a little more if the circumstances have worked out to be convenient. And therefore, they really could get credit for doing a little more, because they really would have, except the circumstances didn't work out. That's the Taz. The Bach says a different shot. The Bach says it's usher to praise the mace more than necessary, but it's a bigger usher to praise him less than necessary. And therefore, if you try to do exact, you might do less than necessary, which is a bigger usher. And therefore, they were matir to add a little as a gzeira, so you don't subtract a little. Why? Because better to err on the side of adding than the side of subtracting. That's why only a little. You don't have to add a lot, because why would you subtract a lot? Because it's hard to get it exactly. You add a little, so even in case you mess up, you're still even and you don't subtract. That's the Bach of Pshat. I thought maybe with hinted on the Rabban, you could say a different Pshat. The Rabban talks about Kederach HaSafdanim. Maybe you could say a third Pshat. Everyone exaggerates a little. That's normal. That's just normal to exaggerate a little. Therefore, if you're honest, it'll really be insulting, because everyone will think you're exaggerating a little, and then they'll subtract a little, and they really won't know how great this guy is, right? If the guy was really a 95, and you say he was a 95, everyone will think he was a 92, because there used to be people exaggerating a little, so maybe you have to exaggerate a little so that people will know the truth.
Like the resume
svara. Like the resume svara. Okay, now you'll tell me that resume svara is not always necessarily mutter. What? Yeah, okay, you're right. Then it gets into these very thorny issues. The resume svara, right? And one could say, perhaps, no, we should like be machas, put our foot down and have a world of MS. Okay, so maybe it's not a good svara, sorry. Or maybe it is. Depends on what you hold about resumes, right? Okay, Victor. Continuing, Sif base. There's no gender difference. Men and women get equal hesped, and we're not only maspid the women in front of other women, we're maspid the women in front of men and even chachamim, etc. We don't differentiate. Gimel, b'makom sheh. Regilim lahaskir makonos lahaspid. Remember, in the old days, they used to have a lot of minhagim we would consider strange nowadays. Okay, I guess whatever's coming to mace in your circumstances. They used to have makonos, wailers, who would have certain like ritual things they would say and wail and beat themselves and etc. Like all the things, right? Like this, like this, like this, and all the things in the Mishnais and Moikatan that seem weird to us. So, but it doesn't matter. In a makom where you're supposed to pay them lahaspid, the hospital doesn't mean to give a speech like nowadays. It means to wail certain chants over and over again. Chai lahaskir makonos lahaspidal ishto. Right? The basic point is here talking about husband and wife, right? Because when it comes to a husband and wife, there's a chiv ksuba. The chiv ksuba dinim mamonos requires the husband to do certain things for his wife even after she dies. So in a place where you're supposed to spend money on the makonos, he has to spend money on the makonos for his wife, even if he doesn't want to. If he doesn't want to, her father or other relatives could come and they could hire them and force him to pay because of the contractual chiyuv of the ksuba. Obviously, nowadays you don't have makonos, but the point is that if he doesn't want to pay for a proper mechubed funeral like it's accepted in the community, then he is forced to because that's a chiyuv of the ksuba. Dalit. Katan ben kamashon yekshav spinu olav, aniyam b'nei chamisha, ashiram b'nei shisha. How young of a kid deserves a hesped? So interestingly, poor people 5 years old, rich people 6 years old. Why? Because even though we'll see the hesped is for covered of the mace, it's also we see from here for the family. It also expresses the feelings of the family. And poor people are more sad when the kids die than rich people, because rich people have a lot of property, and poor people all they have is their kids. And therefore, even 5 years old, we give a hesped. If they're old people who finally had a kid, then that's considered like poor people because their kids are more precious to them. Okay, just to interrupt for a second. Everywhere I've been nowadays, when lo aleinu, the little kid dies who's under five or under six, they still have a hesped. They still give speeches and try to make everyone cry. Obviously, there's not a lot of shev for the kid. Okay, we'll see what there is. They still have hespedim. I once asked Rav Lichtenstein why we don't do what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Why we give hespedim for all kids? He said that was the minhag. We follow the minhag, but perhaps the reason is because a lot has changed in the world since the time of the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch. Once upon a time, people had kids. You didn't expect all the kids to live till they grew up. It was very, very common for kids to die. And therefore, it was perhaps less of a tragedy, even though I'm sure the parents still you know, felt a tragedy. It was less of a tragedy. Nowadays, with our modern technology and medicine, et cetera, basically everyone expects all kids to grow up. And Lamaisa, kids die very, very, very infrequently. So maybe nowadays it's all like it's more tragic even than to the B'nai Aniyim nowadays when kids die, because it's something which is so rare and unexpected. And maybe that's why we are masbid for kids of all ages, or maybe it's just a minhag. Meaning, Shulchan Aruch says, I'll certainly be masbid for less than that. Masbid says, there's no mitzvah. Okay, so nowadays the minhag is to do it anyway. Anyway, our minhag is to be masbid for everyone. For whether either just Sam or maybe because of the changes in society. The last part says, well, Sida Kadin Bekadish, Omer Al Tinish Over Shoshin Yom. That's what it has to, but Sida Kadin and Kadish. Sida Kadin is you ever been at a funeral or so? They pass out these little pieces of paper with Sida Kadin, you say it along with the leader of the Chevra Kadisha. Okay, it's a tefillah we say that basically Sida Kadin, saying how Hashem's din is, Hashem's justice is righteous. And Kaddish, we say once 30 days. Remember, less than 30 days, considered like an Eiffel. But once 30 days, considered a real life person, then we say Sida Kadin Kaddish. The Ramah says, Ve'ein Nogin Kenel Yudbeis Chodesh Yotzer B'mitzel V'Kamen, etc. Nope, in the Ramah's days, the minhag was they only said Sida Kadin Kaddish from 12 months and up, because 12 months and up gets a mita. And is taken out on a kli and not in your hands. And therefore that makes a difference. Al pi minhag, and the Shach says that was the Ramaz minhag, it's not our minhag. Our minhag is to go back to the Mechaber. No one has the Ramaz minhag anymore. And from 30 days and on, say Tzidu Kadin and Kaddish. Hey. B'nei Ashur b'nei Chacham mosifen k'tzaf al shevach ma'aseihem. Right, if basically the parents are mechubed, then you add, yeah?
Tzidu Kadin ends in dynamis,
Sida Kadin, again, I'm not sure how they did it in the old times because these are very much Tolim and Hagen. Nowadays, our Sida Kadin is not said at the same time as the Bracha Dayan Emes. Nowadays in funerals, they say Bracha Dayan Emes at the beginning of the funeral when they tear their clothing. And the Sida Kadin has the word Baruch Dayan HaEmes, but not Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, and is said by everyone, and is just like a piyut, which expands upon the themes of Dayan HaEmes. So Tzidu Kadin is not Baruch Dayan HaEmes, even though it's the same philosophical idea.
And so Dayan HaEmes would be said according to everyone on some little
theory. Yeah. Yes, I think so. Yes, I believe so. Because that's a bracha of Chazal, not just a minhag. Tzidu Kadin and Kaddish is a minhag, right? Kaddish is not, there's nothing about Kaddish and funerals in Chazal. And Tzidu Kadin is not mentioned before. No, only 30 days, because otherwise the Nefel, and there's no Kriya, and there's no Avelus. But Dayan HaEmes, I think everyone would agree, is 30 days. The rest of this is a matter of Minhag. So now there's never Minhagim, and our Minhag, the Shach, says we go back to the Mechaber.
Isn't Dayan HaEmes also just on bad news? It would be less than 40 days.
That's an interesting question. Maybe Dayan HaEmes is on bad news. Even less than 30 days, you could say it's bad news. That's an interesting ha'ara. What's called bad news? You know, in Simchin Mem, bad news is defined as like, you know, a national catastrophe. The minig seems to be not to. The minig is only bad news mentioned in Shas. But it's an interesting question for Ian. Okay. B'nei Asher Nechacham, Osivim Tashu Rechaseyam, meaning we add a little to how we describe the kids because their parents are so mechobit. But Tino Shiodel Lisa Velitim must be no so Maisa Atva, meaning if he knows Lisa Velitim, I assume it means Mamish how to buy and sell, meaning he knows how to go to Makola and buy food. Then he's old enough that he does things so we can find things of his own. But if not, he's too little. Then we mention how great his parents are. And if his parents didn't do anything nice, then we mention how great his relatives are. Zion. Hakala must be so big, must have been say bala. Yeah,
Corey, there you can't exaggerate to the parents because then there's no svar wouldn't apply. Meaning the svar of if you exaggerate, it's gonna look bad for the parents in Shemayim.
The wouldn't apply because the parents aren't going off to Shemayim.
It says that if you can't find them, what do you get? You can't find anything? No, because you can't exaggerate.
No, Adrabah, that was the you what you're saying should be mutter to exaggerate.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. But the point is that if you get financing, it's nothing even to exaggerate. Right. I think we still assume you shouldn't lie. Okay. Kala, meaning a married woman, you can be maspid her, whether describing how great her parents are or her great her husband's family is, because there's a rule, Olim Ovein Yovedes, the rule is when it comes to Kavod and Gashmias, etc., that she gets the better, higher level of either how she grew up or how her husband lives. And therefore, she gets whichever is better. That's the zechus of a married woman. Ches, hamachuta from source, vanafelum ben shmona, v'chim ben tisha meis. All these are examples of the same exact thing. It means a baby who is born, stillborn, right? Chopped up and mixed up and just born, stillborn, or in the eighth month when he can't survive, or in the ninth month, but dead. This same rule for this seif, but a totally different category. Goyim and avadim. Amos asking lehesped velovos. There's no chiyuv of hesped and levaya in the first case because he's not considered a real person because he was stillborn. And the second case because this chiyuv is not chal klape goyim and klape avadim. There's no chiyuv for a goy or an eved to go to make a hesped or to go to the levaya. And certainly for a stillborn baby, we don't even make a hesped and a levaya. Or for an eved or a guy, you know, we don't make a hesped and a levaya. There's no chiyuv. It doesn't mean there's an isser. It doesn't mean that you're not allowed to go to the hesped and levaya of a guy. It just means that there's no chiyuv. Everyone should do whatever makes common sense. The shach makes a strong diuk here. It says there's no chiyuv hesped and levaya. But there is a chiyuv of mita ukfura. Mita means like carrying him out and burying him. That chiyuv there is. What does he mean? There's a chiyuv mita and kfura. There's a chiyuv of a proper burial. Misaskim imahim. This each one for a different reason. For the avodim, a chiyuv proper burial because since they are partially Jewish and they're chayv mitzvos mitzvos, so we have a chiyuv kfura towards them. For the goy. Like for the Eved, it's a chiyuv d'oraisa mita kvura. For the guy, it's a chiyuv d'rabbanim because of Darkei Shalom. And for the nefelim, it seems to be there's no chiyuv kvura per se. We'll get to, but it's only for tumah purposes that there's a chiyuv to bury the nefel to avoid being metame the kohanim or in the old days the taros. Yes, yorshim shekets and yod are two sides of the same. Yes.
Just going back to Stephen, we're talking about being masped over women. Was the mechaber intentionally excluding being masped over her own zechuyot, or he was saying you could also add in her husband or her father?
I assume that he was saying you could also add in. I assume he was saying you could also add in. Let's just be realistic and say that it could be in some historical periods that many women, like, you know, stayed home a lot and people didn't have a lot to say about them. You know, they're obviously the exceptions, but I assume that if, you know, even in his days, there were women who did a lot of big things, then he doesn't mean to exclude that. He just means to add. Okay, Tess and Yod are two sides of the same coin. The Gemara has an Ibaya. Is Hesped Yikra de Shechvi or Yikra de Chaye? Is Hesped to honor the living relatives or to honor the deceased? And you know, well, the board and nafkaminas are pretty clear. There's two nafkaminas. One nafkamina is if the relatives are mochel, they say we don't want to pay for a hesped. So if it's for their honor, they can be mochel. If it's for the deceased's honor, then they have to pay whether they like it or not. The other nafkamina is if the deceased was mochel before he dies, says I don't want a hesped. So if it's his honor, he can be mochel. But if it's his family's honor, he can't. Yeah, pretty partial. Two nafkaminas is if this guy's side is mochel, if that side is mochel. So how do we paskin? We paskin tesin yod of the two nafkaminas, and we're consistent. We paskin hesped is yikra de shichvi. Hesped is the honor of the deceased. And therefore, the deceased can be mochel, but the yorshim cannot be mochel. And that's tes. Yorshim shein mochel for shchar pei. Yorshim don't want to pay for a hesped. They have to be against their will because it's not their honor, it's their father's honor. And therefore, they have no choice. They are chayav to pay. Okay, there's a condition here. The Shach says only if they inherited his estate. They don't necessarily have to pay from their own money, but they have to pay from the estate. Oh, it's a big chiddush. I would have thought that just keep it up at aim. But it could be even keep it up. And they don't pay for from their own money. How we pass because that says they have to pay from the Yerusha. And Yud, we should see Vishalosh to do. Who about if the guy himself before he died said, I don't want to hess. But this happens even nowadays. A lot of people are big. What? Rashtayman said, okay, I didn't remember, said, I don't want to hess. But apparently, Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Levaya, not so long ago, there were only three short hess Beidim. And someone told me, I don't know if it's true, that he left in his tava. He only wants three short hess Beidim. That was also out of Hanava. Maybe Cheshben. That was Guy, you better say, I don't want any husband at all, because that saying was such a big Hanava. But if I say I want three short ones, man, that's the good balance of Hanava. Everyone has their own Cheshben. Or maybe for whatever reason, he wants people to be inspired. Anyway, most Gedolim don't say this, but whether you're a Gadol or not, someone has the right to say, don't give me a husband if they don't want the honor. And their Mochel, it's their honor. We listen to him. Here
we have Svara. But if someone said it, I don't want because I heard it's Kapalat Avonot. So you say, you know, this guy was old and he was here, and he said, oh, but the truth is, like, we should be master. Is there a way that we can, like, play in his days? We wasn't focused.
I mean, look, just like in Dinei Mabedos, sometimes someone's mochel, and we could say it was a taos, we could say they weren't bedas tzula, etc. No, one can use judgment. I don't know. You have to look at each circumstance, you know, but you have to look at each circumstance. You really have to look at the circumstances, I think. You'd have to look at the circumstances. You know, it's very different, you know. You know, it's a difference between your Steinman, who was, I remember how he was quite,
my grandfather was
he was quite aged, but he was obviously of a very sound mind, and he knew exactly what he was doing, etc., and no one ever put anything over on him, so then you'd have no having me. But sometimes you have an old person who might have said on the whim, might have not said it so seriously, you know, it all depends how they say it.
My grandfather told me very seriously, but the reason he's doing it is because he thinks it's kapalat avonot. He says, you know what, it's worth it, you know, like, that's the balance.
That's an interesting question.
But, you know, it's not really, it's not like kapalat avonot, you know, you're a fine guy. It's not like, you know, if you don't do it, you're going to go to hell. So, like,
I don't know, that's a good question. It sounds from here like like he had a svara. You could disagree with his svara, but it sounds like he had a svara. It sounds from here like you should listen to him. Just because you disagree with his judgment doesn't sound like he wasn't a bendas. Like,
and
someone could think that.
It doesn't have to be in writing.
I think it doesn't have to be in writing, but I don't know. You have to, you know, I'll be pashtos, you should have to listen. I'll be pashtos, you should have to listen. Here you have a fascinating discussion of Pitzkei Tshuva, not something we'll ever be called on to paskin. Because halachas of what happens when Gedolei Ador passes away. Probably no one in this room is ever going to be the one who paskins what to do when a Gedolei Ador passes away. You never know. But probably not. But anyway, this is a Maisa Shaya. What if the Gedolei Ador...
Somebody just showed up. So then they're going to have to pass him to their shul, whether or not, you know, you're not going to be masked by the Levite.
That's a good question. If someone's run the shul and the Gedol said, don't be masked, they have to decide whether to have a hesped in the shul. Okay, you're right. So maybe you won't be called the paskin. Anyway, here he quotes from the Beis Yaakov, a Gadol Hador, you can be Mekel and not listen. The Yisra is that here for the Kavanah Torah might outweigh, even though the Gemara says that a rabbi can be Mochel is Kavanah Torah, right? But nonetheless, the Kavanah Torah might outweigh his personal desires, and he has a Maisa Shehaya. The Pnei Yoshua said, don't be masped me, and the Nod of Yehuda got up and was masped him anyway. Even though he said not to be masped. No, he got up and says, the Pnei, he says, Rabbeinu said not to be masped him, but Rabbeinu, the Gadol Hador, how can we not be masped him? He was masped him anyway. That was an exciting event. But not everyone agrees. That's Beis Yaakov and the Nod of Yehuda. in the Shutshuv Me'ava, which is the Talmud of the Nod of Yehuda, Eliezer Fleckless, I think, he quoted his rabbi and he says, you're not really sure why this should be mutter. Tzarchin Gadol, he's not sure why his rabbi thought this was mutter. Anyway, halach lemaisa, it's a big machlokes. From what I've seen, the minhag is that if a Gadol Ador says not to be masped him, in most places, they're at the Levaya, they're not masped him, but then they go around just telling us how to be inspired by his life. And, you know, sort of, you know, say things that afterwards they go around everyone, say things that aren't exactly as pagan, but teach us how to be inspired by him. That seems to be the minhag to sort of make a compromise. But okay, in the end of this, there's two more very fascinating psukim. What if there are two talmid chachamim who don't get along, who hate each other? Okay, unfortunately, that can still happen. This is a fascinating question. Should you minimize the hesped of one so as not to offend the other? I assume this could be true of non-talmid chachamim also. Should you minimize the hesped and the kavod given to one deceased so as not to offend his enemy? And the psak is clearly no. Usher, you are not allowed to rip off, one deceased just because you don't want to offend his enemy. It's tough luck on his enemy. Okay, the last discussion here is what if Kaddish? I am true with Eben Shohan, we should see Mishav Nolo, your Kaddish Alav Shomin Lov. If someone says, don't say Kaddish for me, then we listen. That is a, is a big issue because often what will happen is that, someone's not from, especially if they grew up from and went off the derech, etc. And they might be so off the derech that they're not going to tell the kids don't have Levaya, even people aren't from like Levayas. But they'll tell the kid, don't say Kaddish for me. I don't want you saying Kaddish for me. I don't believe in this stuff. I don't want you saying Kaddish for me. I'm not religious, etc. So says the Ibn Sholam, you listen to him. If he says, or even if he is religious, he just doesn't want you to say Kaddish for him. You listen if he doesn't want you to say Kaddish for him. This is very controversial. He seems to have a very good svara because he says, there are different svaras. I didn't look up the Ibn Sholam side, but one is just he can be mohel. Why can't he be mohel? It's obviously for his covenant, it's obviously not for the kids' covenant to say Kaddish for the father's covenant, but also Kaddish not really for covenant, it's for kapara. And it's clear in the Gemara that someone says they don't want kapara, you shouldn't do kapara for them. Why? There's no kapara bal karcho, because it won't even work if they don't want kapara. If someone doesn't want kapara, it won't even work, so there's no point.
Why do we say Kaddish like for Jews?
Give me a second. So the Evan Shoham says we don't say Kaddish. Lemaisa, he seems to have the upper hand, but the Minhag Olam is not that way. In the Shud Chelkas Yaakov, that's a modern day posek, he passed away, but not so long ago. Rav Yaakov Reich from Switzerland. In the Shud Chelkas Yaakov, Chelik Beisim and Tzad Gimli Paskin, and this is quoted by all the modern day Svarim. I don't know all the Shud Chelkas Yaakovs, unfortunately, but this is quoted by the modern day Poskin. He says, even though it's a Chiddush, Lamaisa, the Minhag is like his Chiddush. What's his Chiddush? His Chiddush is that since after he died, he realized the emes. Maybe before he died, he was a kofer, he was this, he was that. After he died, then he realized the truth. After he died, he changed his mind. And now that he realized the truth, of course he wants you to say Kaddish for him and give him kapara. And therefore, he really does want it because he changed his mind after he died. How do we know? It's an oath that he changed his mind after he died. After someone dies, he goes up to Shemayim and sees the truth. It's an oath that they would change their mind. It's a big Kaddish that we take this into account. But Lemaisa, the Minhag is like the Chelkas Yaakov, and we do say Kaddish even for someone who didn't want Kaddish. And Adrav, maybe it's even more important because Lemaisa, if your father was a big tzaddik, etc., and very from and makbid, and did a lot of mitzvahs, it's probably not a gehenna anyway, so what's the big deal? But the person who says, I don't believe in God, so don't say Kaddish for me, he's in gehenna, so he really needs the Kaddish. So Lemaisa, the Minhag is to say Kaddish anyway, not like this Evan Shoham. However, one thing I will admit is that this is talking about guys who care about Kaddish, who don't. If the father says, of course I want you to say Kaddish for me, I'm a firm guy, you're a firm guy, but I don't want you to go crazy. I'm mochel if you miss it once in a while. Then I think that's a valid mechila. I think that's a valid mechila. Because that's not a matter of what his hashkafa is, etc. I think then we can say, okay, he was mochel. He didn't want you to go crazy. It's not clear. Luckily, you have to go crazy anyway, right? They say that Rav Schechter once, when he was on a plane, and he holds you shouldn't make a minion if it's min avera ben adam lachavero, and steal people's rights to their peace and quiet. Or their passageway, their aisles, or whatever it is. So he was saying Kaddish for his father, he's an avelis for his father. So I said, Abba, you're going to miss a Kaddish. Sarashetz. Mashmal is a very good Jew. He's not in Gehenna. Okay. So I think that would be valid.
It comes up also from like stories where, let's say, like father had multiple, like some kids were from, other kids who weren't, and like said the kids who weren't from, like not Jewish status, shouldn't say Haddish. Like,
really? Why would you say that?
I think I saw a story that it worked in one of those kids from once. Like, they were so upset that they couldn't say Haddish, they became Jewish status and say
Haddish. Yeah, the problem with all these reverse psychology things is that, like, you know, when they work, it seems like really cool, and you're like a sick mastermind genius. But most of the time, they don't work. So I don't recommend that. They only tell the stories when it works. They don't tell the other nine times that it didn't work. But I think that's a stupid thing to do because usually people become more firm when they do say kaddish.
Also, like kaddish for people learning is like a much later mitzvah than like hesedim and stuff like that, you know?
So yeah, but it doesn't matter because since it's considered so costive nowadays, it's a very important part of your obligation to the mace. Even if it's alfi minhag, it's very important.
We would still do it even if the mace not.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Could a person like control the details of the kaddish? I only want his son to make kaddish if he can do the chazan and he's the only one saying it. Like a real minhag.
I would think so. I would think so. In general, you know, I think people should be more chill about what people do after they die. But I would think so. Okay. Anyway, I have to say, one of the best takanas ever in Judaism was when they let multiple people say Kaddish at the same time. I know halakhically it's very, very, very iffy, but it's like, we would have had so many world wars since then, we would have run out of Roman numerals. Until we'd be like up to war, up to World War MDCXIV. It's really one of the best takanas, let everyone say Kaddish at once. I know Rav Schechter doesn't like it. That's because Rav Schechter happens to have exceptional anova and midos and batronos. And so he can't possibly imagine anyone fight over Kaddish because, as he always likes to say, it's a much bigger chus for your father up in Shemayim that you're Mavater to another Yid than that you take the Amud. But Rosh Hashanah Naiv, and most people would kill each other, so it's a good Takana. Fighter. What? Okay. The Seder, but that's not going to work for, you know, if everyone would be as much of an unobserved Shechter, that would be wonderful. But, you know, that's not going to happen in Olu Hasen. Okay, Viter, let's go. So, in the end, this is a big thing. Of old Tziva, very controversial. Tziva shel linigal of Shiva gzeira shloshim ein shomamo. But if the father said, don't keep Shiva and shloshim for me, we don't listen. What's the obvious diuk? If he says, don't keep Shiva and shloshim, we don't listen. What's the diuk that the shach makes here? It's a good diuk. If he says, don't keep Yud Beis Chodesh, we do listen. Yud Beis Chodesh, you're allowed to be mochel. I actually know people who did that. They didn't want their kids to be inconvenienced and not be able to go to chasanas for a whole year. So they were mochel, the Yud Beis Chodesh. Just don't go to chasanas for a month. That's enough. Okay. Some people say adrama. It's an inconvenience to have to go to chasanas for the whole year. But it probably depends which chasanas. But anyway, you can be mochel, the Yud Beis Chodesh. But you can't be mochel shiva shloshim. This not being mochel shiva shloshim is super duper controversial. Already the Pesachei Tshuva brings down. He doesn't bring down the svaris so much. He does a little. Yeah, he quotes the Sefer Ion Yaakov. Yeah, you know what the Ion Yaakov? You know where to find the Sefer Ion Yaakov. Where do you find the Sefer Ion Yaakov? What? On the bottom of the Ion Yaakov, right? Written by the Baal Shvos Yaakov. Oh, you know who wrote the Ion Yaakov? The Torah of Shlomim. Remember the Torah of Shlomim? Hopefully, I haven't been so long forgot the Torah of Shlomim. The Torah of Shlomim, which is the Minchas Yaakov, which is the Shvos Yaakov, Rav Yaakov Reicher, and many other super duper chashuv svarim, he wrote the Ion Yaakov on the bottom of the Ein Yaakov. And in the, obviously, it's mostly Agadic, but I guess sometimes he discusses halacha, and he disagreed with this Ramah, and which is quoting Mari Weil. And then the Tshuva Me'av at the end went back and agreed with the Ramah. But what's the svara? Rabbi Eger has a long essay here where he also disagrees with the Ramah. And he says, tame on all those people who agree with the Ramah. And he says very pashut logic. As a matter of fact, the Rabbi Eger definitely is the upper hand logically. He says very pashut. Look at this. It's the next seven.
Shiva Ushloshim. Is it Yikra de Shechvi, the cover of the mace, or Yikra de Chaye? I know cover is a funny lashon, or is it for the means of the Chay? Right? So what's a nafkamina? Nafkamina is obvious. Nafkamina is what about a ma'abed atzmo l'das, right? Who does not get a hesped and does not deserve any kavod. So that is a machlokas in the beginning of the next sermon, right? That's machlokas we've shown him in the beginning of the next sermon. The Ramban holds that there is a velus, right? Says the Ramban, right, Miss Ablimolov. Why? Because the Amelus is to help the living relatives, to help the mourners, the Krovin, process their feelings. And the Rambam Paskin, saying Miss Ablimolov, because Avelos is for the covet of the mace, and here the mace doesn't deserve covet. And the Shulchan Aruch, very clearly, we have this already in Shin Mem a little, we have this Shin Mem Hey, very clearly, we Paskin, like the Rambam. So what's the other nafkamina? The other nafkamina should be mechila. If it's yichud d'chaye, then mechila should not work. But if it's yichud d'shechvi, then mechila should work. He's mochel is kavod. And therefore, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and says the Iyun Yaakov and a number of other poskim, they just say, let's continue the pattern. Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the Iyun Yaakov and others say it must be that he can be mochel shivah shloshim because it's for his kavod. If it's for his kavod, he can be mochel. And the Ramah, strangely enough, and the Chuv Me'av, again, you can make a list of 100. But the Ramah is very strange. He seems to be inconsistent. He admits in Shin Mem Hei that Avila shivah shloshim is yikra to shift his recovered a mace. So if it's covered a mace, why can't he be mochel? That is exactly where Akiva Eiger, who always likes to be very logical, cannot countenance this Ramah. He says, machlokes rishonim, we have a clear psak. And he says, and don't say we're mesupik, because then we just always have to be mekel ba'avel, because I'll have to be mekel ba'avel, so that's not, and then for sure you shouldn't be mesabel. So he argues on the Ramah and says he doesn't understand this at all. It makes no sense. Whatsoever. The Achronim Paskin like the Ramah here. The Svara is very unclear. The Svara is not crystal clear. The way they express it is that even though Shimon Shloshim is for Kavod HaMeis, it's a mitzvah midrabanan and you can't be mochel a mitzvah. It's not such a clear Svara. Hesped is also a mitzvah. And you can't be mochel it. But I think what they're trying to say is that even though it's for kavod hameis, you can only be mochel kavod hameis when it's doing something for him, like hesped. That's doing something you're to be mochel. When it's what the avilim do amongst themselves, that's not mitzvah l'machila, even though it's for kavod hameis, not all kavod hameis is mitzvah l'machila. A mitzvah is not mitzvah l'machila. Also, why is your base chodesh mitzvah l'machila? Because that we didn't keep it ava a. That is a separate keep it ava a. It was always mitzvah l'machila. Anyway, it's a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush in svara. Right, the way the Levush says here in the Chachmas Adam Levush right here, Chachman, I forget the Maramakom says that it's a mitzvah drabbanan. You can't be mochel a mitzvah. Okay, that's not such a pashat svara. There are plenty of mitzvahs which are mitzvah l'machila. But lemaisa we paskin that afal pi shehu lechvod hameis. Tiknu mitzvah midrabanan e eftar limcho. Okay, it's a big chiddush, but that's how we pask. We paskin clearly.
If a mace is mocha and yubi is kodesh, the yalta still say kaddish? Or the, I guess the sun is
kaddish. Kaddish, don't do it with a mace. All right, kaddish is only yalta, of course, right? It's not the same thing.
So why don't, like, I guess, why don't more people do this?
Why don't more people mocha and yubi is kodesh?
It would be a trend. I don't think we want to
be a trend. You're going to still get this kaddish. The kids will have a
Because, first of all, I don't know, maybe they think that it's proper that their kids should not go to weddings for 12 months for them. Not so crazy. You know, maybe they have some, you know, self-esteem. You know, I obviously other people don't. They say, yeah, my kids should, when they get invited to a wedding for 1 year, staying home and available for my father. You know, that's covered. Mm-hmm.
I think it's totally fine. It's totally working.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
the student's
supposed
to be going the same thing, like,
it doesn't matter. That's our mother. No, it's Makobo Luhoskim. You're not going to question that now. Okay, bottom line. The bottom line is clear. You can be Mochel Hesped. You can be Mochel Yud Beis Chodesh. You can't be Mochel Shivush Loshim. Okay, Yud Alef. Isher Kalisa Seyar V'chein Tri Bal Mesim Kof Peg. So it's not for here. Yud Beis Ha'amos K'be Hesped. This is really found more in Hilchos Kriyashman or Chaim. Kol Zman Shemeis Mutal Lefneihem. This is about Osim Yitzvah Patvan HaMitzvah. But here, the question is, what's really called enough but osig b'mitzvah to be potter? What's really necessary? So calls manzah meis mutlof name the shmach me'echad echad recordes hashma mispalim, right? The apparently made a special takana for this case. To use their chadal made their judgment when you're chayiv, when you're potter, right? They go on and say shma one by one, but they're not mevatel the hesped and daven ein meis mutlof name. But if they're doing a hesped not in the presence of the mace, him yoshev v'korin, then they just stop the hesped and say shema va'onin yoshev v'domeim him olim v'spalim v'hu matzig lov sadin v'omer yiratzom v'nech hashem v'kai shetigur v'tzoseinu pirtzos amcha beis yisrael v'rachamim. Okay, l'maisa, nowadays we don't really have this minhag. We generally don't schedule levayus and hespedim at the time of davening. But let's say someone did. They went to a funeral, a busy day, went straight from work to a funeral, it was coming time for mincha. So based on this, even if there's mason's mota lufnehem, then there's enough people there. They should leave and say mincha and come back. Okay, so that could be l'maisa. Truth is not so pashut. It's an or chayim, there's machlokas. Here, he doesn't get into the details. But l'maisa, I think it would be proper to say mincha. Yud gemel acher kfur mapsik and hesped, bein the kriyash, bein l'tfila. After the kvura we stop for kriyas shema and tefillah, like it not in front of the mace. Yodala enos and shnei spedim bir echas elam kin yesham rov am li chalik l'shnayim v'yeh b'chol hesped am k'dei tzarkov. And nowadays, you big cities, this is not really an issue. Enough people. There's plenty of people in the city. People only come to the funeral of people they know. But, you know, you can imagine a small town or something. I can imagine an alone shvat. You know, hopefully no one should die. But they made two funerals at the same time that are really people gay and they covered a mess. Because it's a small town. There aren't so many people. Meaning, if you want to make two espedim at the same time, you have to make sure there's enough people to attend and also that there's enough people to speak.
Is this subjective just in terms of like what?
Yeah, it just means use your common sense. Okay, tesayin. A lot of these things are common sense. Like a lot of these things, we don't quote this from Shulchan Aruch. We just use common sense. Tesayin, this is something where, you know, it's not a matter of common sense. It's a matter of exactly what they were talking. Ain of the mace, all dvar shall mace, right? The Gemara in the very beginning of Brachos. Ain omer dvar shall, if they mace, all dvar mace. You can only talk about the mace. You can't talk about other things. The Gemara says that's b'divrei Torah. But there's two Lashonos in the Gemara. That's b'divrei Torah. And calls became, you can't talk divrei chol, but they call mila d'alma. Or no, only divrei Torah is also not divrei chol. Pashtus, although the Beis Yosef quotes Rishonim not that way, you would think the Chakira depends on why it's usher. Is it us because of loig the rush, right? Loig the rush means you're, as if we're making fun of him, you can do things he can't. Or is it usher because of, it's a bizayon to ignore him? If it's loig the rush, then only the Rishonim should be usher. The fact that he can't talk to Brei Chol is not so upsetting to him. Who says it's so good to talk to Brei Chol? You know, his neshama is not there saying, oh, I'm so humiliated that I can't talk Divrei Chol anymore. But it does miss talking Divrei Torah. If it's a matter of that, it's just bizayon to ignore him, then you might say it's even more bizayon to ignore him for Divrei Chol. And now you don't even have a good reason. L'maisa, the Beis Yosef, it quotes Rishonim who mix and match and say you can both sides look like you're in the good deal. But at least I'll be pashtus. You would think that would be the issue. How do we paskin? Ain omer pnei mesal dvar shal mes kigo tsarchik v'russo v'hesped avol kol shar davar aser v'hani mila b'divrei Torah v'ol mila d'alma les lamba. We paskin like, I forget, this is Lishna Kama, Lishna Basra. Oh good, the Barangola helps me out. Lishna Kama, because all the Rishonim paskin like the Lishna Kama there. Then it's only b'divrei Torah. which again would make more sense if the issue is because of Loig LaRosh. And in fact, the Shach says, cut your bang, Mishom Loig LaRosh Chayer Fosehu. Okay, so it's only Usher in Divrei Torah, not in Mili Di Alma. Again, why? Because the Isser is Loig LaRosh, and it's only making fun that he can't learn Torah. The fact he can't learn Divrei Chol is really not such a handicap. Avadi can't talk Divrei Torah in a cemetery. Yeah, well, yeah, that's its own cemetery. Ah, here we have a three-way machlokas rishonim. What about where is this usher? Three-way machlokas rishonim, right? So we say usher rak the divrei Torah. What are the three shitas? One shita is tokh dalal amos. Only usher din dalal amos. The Gemara doesn't say it. But where would you get the idea that it's only tokh dalal amos? Ah, because in a cemetery or a kever, it's only usher to talk to your Torah within Dalet Amos. So here also, only within Dalet Amos. Or you might say, no, in a cemetery, it's only usher within Dalet Amos. But that's because you're not also ignoring him and also talking to your Torah. Here, you're also ignoring him and also talking to your Torah. Then it's inappropriate even further. Like a cemetery outside of Dalet Amos, like whatever, you're just on planet Earth. But over here, in your modest at the funeral with the mays, that even outside Dalet Amos is still inappropriate. So you could say, afilu chutz l'Dalet Amos. But once you say afilu chutz l'Dalet Amos, then you can add something. You say, well, if Divrei Torah, when they said only Divrei Torah is usher, maybe that meant chutz l'Dalet Amos. Maybe Divrei Chol, even Divrei Chol is usher, tok Dalet Amos. Afilu chutz l'Dalet Amos. Right? All the words in Divrei Chol is Mutter. That means Chutz, maybe Tother. So there are three possibilities in the Rishonim. All three of these possibilities make it onto this page right here. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? Shulchan Aruch clearly doesn't say number three. It says Mili Amo Leslenpa. It's not clear what he means, right? Is he mean Toch or Chutz? He doesn't really say. Says the Shach, Mashma Dasa Machaber, Mashma, not sure. Divrei Torah feel chutz l'Avramas Asur, Miliyamo feel tok Avramas Shari. Okay, this is the Machaber Lefi the Shach. Says he doesn't restrict it, he doesn't say. He says Torah is Asur, no matter how far. Divrei Chol is Mutter, no matter how close. Okay, reasonable Shach of the Machaber. Says the Shach himself. He says, "Va'bach pasach the Torah also real chutz Avraham also miliyam and also tok dalet amos, etc." We'll come back in a second. Again, when he says va'bach pasach, he's usually endorsing it, right? He takes the most machaber stance. He knows this is not what the machaber thinks. And the Gra here in Sivkat and Ches says, that's based on the next sif. Before you get to it, but he says, the chutz l'dalet amos b'lav hachti mutter divrei Torah are mutter chutz l'dalet amos, etc. Ayn shol halacha l'mitasha shol meis. No problem. They could talk about halachos because they were rachik. They were four amos away. Okay. So says the Grof. He paskins not only divrei Torah's aser tok dalet amos. How do we paskin? Okay, I assume there are people who paskin different things, but the Gesher HaChayim paskins, on Perek Hay, Chelek Beis, halacha aleph says you ain't a rashi l'davar divrei Torah toch dalet amos. You can't talk divrei Torah within dalet amos, and chutz l'dalet amos is mutter. Even though the shach was machmir, doesn't matter. We are mekel. So he paskins like the Gra. He says the minhag is like the Gra that only toch dalet amos is usher and only divrei Torah. Okay. However, he adds, he says usher l'no kalus rosh l'fnei ames. Don't schok v'hitol sichas betelos u'chadome. So he does say it doesn't mean you should do sicha b'teil of the dalamas in the mace. You
still have to use your common sense and be becoming it to the mace.
Okay, there's no answer of divrei kol within dalamas mace. So our minag, the gesher chayim paskins, like the bra. He says that's the minhag. However, one question remains. There is a Mordechai. The Mordechai said it's usher in the whole room. And there's a machlokes, tor, beis yosef, let's call it beis yosef arma. What did he mean? Did he say it's usher in the whole room because it's usher even outside Dalet Amos? But how far outside Dalet Amos? Only in the room, right? You're going to ask the whole earth. Or did he mean only talk Dalet Amos? There's no rule that the room counts as Dalet Amos. That's not clear. The Shach quotes here from the Bach. And again, he makes it sound like it counts like Dalet Amos, says the Gesher HaChayim, that he says, Ulam Bayis, this is Hey Bayis Bayis, Bayis Shamis Besochem, Achrim Kol Bayis Avchot, Dalet Amos, Kol Bayis Kulo Chashuv, Dalet Amos, like the idea that the Mordechai was making a Chiddush, not like that he wasn't a Chiddush, he was just saying the whole Cheder is also Chutz Dalet Amos. No, like the day that he meant, like the Pshat is Lashon HaChiddush, that the whole cheder counts as Betoch HaCheder Chashiv Kedalad Hamos. Okay, so basically, if you're in the funeral, you can't talk to the Torah, and when they bring the mason to the funeral parlor, and you're in that big room, you can't talk to the Torah, even if they haven't started this statement yet, you still can't talk to the Torah, because the whole room counts as Dalad Hamos.
Can you read it like, without speaking out?
Can you read a Dvar Torah on your phone if you're not saying it? That's a great question, because we know in a Levi, you're not even supposed to carry a Sefer, a basic course, carry a Sefer Torah, etc. It's a good question. It would seem to me that on a phone, like, it's hard to, you know, probably not so loyal to rush because it's not clear what you're reading, etc. But how about like reading a sefer silently, if you're in the room and you're not talking to break Torah? How about reading a sefer silently? All right, I have to think about it. I have to. He didn't discuss here. It's a good question. I think I've seen people doing it in the funeral parlor. Although that might be before they bring the mason to the room when everyone's just stomp waiting, right? Like before they bring the mason, it's not anything. I'm not convinced, because later on in the Siman about the Beis HaKvaros, we see even carrying a sefer should be usur. So maybe even like opening a sefer should be usur, not carrying a sefer if it's closed in a bag or something. It would seem to me, Minota, that it would be usur.
Worse than Tichot Tila.
What?
Worse than like regular just Tichot Tila.
It could be. What? No, because Tok Dalet Amos from Rachman, the whole room was like Dalet Amos, right?
Yeah,
no, he's just the Sikh of the Pale is also disrespectful. Okay, but I don't know. I think it's awesome, but let me, you know, but I haven't thought about it properly. Okay, it's a good question. I don't know, when I'm in the funerals, I don't see people reading Sfarim during the funeral. In Beit Shemesh? Once they start the funeral, they bring the mason to the room. That's how you know the funeral started. Until then, you can do whatever you want because you're just standing in a room waiting. Then they bring the mason, and that's when the funeral starts. Okay. I think that's about it for this. If Yud Zayin. Here, it's not clear what the Gemara meant. This is the Machlokes Rishonim. When it says, Ein Omrim, you can't say Divrei Torah, only Divrei Shel Meis. There are two ways to read that. You can't say any Divrei Torah except for Divrei Torah Shel Meis. Or you can't say any Divrei Torah. Rather, you can only say Divrei Shel Meis. Meaning, is there a head for Divrei Torah Shel Meis or not? Meaning, Divrei Torah to be Maspid and Mishabeach the Meis. So, it's not so clear. And that's my, that is a... It's not so clear. Is there a head of Divrei Torah for the mace? Depends how you read it, right? Does it mean you can't have any ice cream except vanilla? Or does it mean you can't have any ice cream rather only fruit? You know, what is the Ella? Is the Ella except for or the Ella rather? Right? Right? A clever kid, you can't have any ice cream, just fruit, would say I can have fruit flavored ice cream. So what's the din here? So that is not, it's ambiguous in the Gemara. The Rush and Tosfos said, Usher, you can't say any Divrei Torah. Rather, you can only say Dvar Shel Meis. What kind of Dvar Shel Meis? Like we would have thought from only Tesnayim. Tzarchik Russo, Hesped, you know what I'm talking about? Some words. But the Agrama says, no, you can't say any Divrei Torah unless it's Divrei Torah for the sake of the mace. And we pass like the Agrama, that's Yud Zayin, like the Ramah, against the Rush. You can say Divrei Torah in a hesped for the Kohen. Often in the hesped, the rabbi says Divrei Torah. But the Divrei Torah, just show how great the mace was. You can say Divrei Torah in front of the mace within Dalet Amos in the cemetery, which quote Hamace. That's why also, even though we'll see later that all the postim say you can't say Kaddish in Dalet Amos of a Kever, we do say Dalet Amos of the Kaddish in Dalet Amos of a Kever, and we say Kaddish in Dalet Amos of the mace, etc. Why? Because as long as it's for quote Hamace, then it is Mutter, Divrei Torah, Mutter, Kvod HaMeis. That's established. It's Machlok, it's Rosh Ramah. But by us, it's well established that it is Mutter. The Taz points out, he says, don't be one of those Balgaiva rabbis who just likes to show how smart you are by giving all kinds of pulim, because then it's not really the Kvod HaMeis, it's the Kvod HaMasa, HaMasvid, and then it's Usser. But, okay, nowadays, either we don't have such big Balgaiva or we don't have such big lamdanim, and it's not usually a problem. And usually they're only saying things like chora meis. So we're not nechshol on that. okay. The Taz at the end here throws in something. You know, Derech Taz, just one second. It's just after Sif Yud Zayin. It's really the end of the Semini. He throws in things at the end of the Semini. Didn't figure out where to fit in earlier. He says, the minig is not to be maspid after 12 months. Okay. Good to know. Yes, Michael.
Is this halachas Yud Zayin only while the mace is there, meaning like, or does that all his?
No, it says over beis hakvaros. You could say only. Like, no, our minhag is that even after the mace is buried.
I'm saying like you have like certain like drushas from like the rav that were like the statement where he has execution. I'm assuming assumptions for being that was probably based on himself, obviously. But
yeah, the rav really, really got to the core of that mace in those drushas. I don't know where he said them, but yeah, that would for sure be the Rav was very, that was the one of those main things about the Rav. He really knew how to zero in on the ish, whatever this particular mace was, right? Meaning most big rabbis, everyone's the ish, the same thing. And the Rav really was good at zeroing in. Okay, Yud Ches, let's run through the rest. Chacham Shemes, Chacham, yeah?
So they have not been masked after 12 months, so like people sometimes when the Rabbanan pass away, they have like every yortzeit, they give a chidin.
Right, so the assumption is, like in Simon Shin Mem Zayin, that's not what we mean by hested. He's really talking here if someone heard a shmua, someone died many years ago, that it's not the derech. That means like a fresh hested. Okay, Chacham Shemes based on Dr. Batal, Shesof No Skol Sheva. For some reason, I haven't seen this minute nowadays. Lots of Rosh Hashiva, I mean, Rosh Hashiva get old and die like everyone else. And I haven't seen us be nohig this sif. I don't know why. On my side, I've never seen anyone be nohig this sif. When the Rosh Hashiva dies, they don't close the yeshiva. But nonetheless, the Shohanar says, Chacham Shmeis based Rosh of Batel, Shesokum Sokol Shevav, Al Shamed Rosh, Oskim the Torah, Philip Shas Hespin. The Achre Hespin, Ain't Tal Midom Skatsum based Rosh, Almaskal, Chacham Shnaim, Shnaim, Lobum Batayim. They don't go to yeshiva, they just learn at home. Abbezdin Shmeis, that's Abbezdin the city, Kalmud Rosh Shir Batalim. It's a sign of veils to change your place. Everyone's changed their seat. Nasi Shemes, that's higher than Abbezin. This seems to be only for the Nasi and the Abbezin. Even on Shabbos, no one, first of all, the whole city goes to the Beis HaAvel, I mean, I guess whoever can fit, and Davin's there, and even on Shabbos, except for Kriyas HaTorah. In those days, they did not have the Mechaber did not have the minhag to bring the Sefer Torah to the Olam's house. V'lo yitayel b'shokel yoshim shokshos davin kol yom, and you shouldn't even take walks and hang out and relax. You should just sit and be sad. Okay, Yod Tes, maspidim, this is relevant. Maspidim v'chom shosim beis haknesa beis hamedesh v'lo shar ha'am. You're not allowed to be masked a regular guy in shul. It's not covered based knesses, only a Talmud Chacham, since he's Torah. The shul's about Torah, or based knesses about Torah, you can. And the Talmud Chacham's wife, because Ishto Bigufo. For example, in the Y based Medrash, I'm pretty sure you can only have a funeral of a Y Rosh Hashiva. And in a lot of schools, a lot of schools I've been at, they really only allow a funeral in the sanctuary for a Talmud Chacham. Mm-hmm. However, nowadays we know, certainly in America, and maybe in other places also, they have the minhag. They do everything enough those doing shul and shul, and they build them on Sinai. There's not really kaddish to do Beis HaKnesses, and you don't have this fuss of davening Beis HaKnesses, and they eat in shul, they drink in shul, they have parties in shul, so, and they also have funerals in shul. But if you would have a real shul, then you could only be masvid Talmud Chacham and a shoseim. Like the seventh day, they would go to the cemetery to his grave. It's a certain tefillah that Ashkenazim don't have a tefillah called Ashkava. But it's like the equivalent of a kelmale, like it's a tefillah that the Sephardim have to say for a niftar, and they especially say it when they go to the cemetery. Here, there's a bit of a machlokas. This part that at the end of Shiva and Shloshim and Yud Beis Chodesh, you go to the cemetery, is that only for a chacham aleph agon, only for a talmud chacham, or is that just at the end of the siman for everyone? Not 100% clear. The chachmas adam says it's only for a chacham, but the Gesher Chaim says minhag Eretz Yisrael that for everyone. This is something Americans aren't used to. You know how like on the seventh morning of Shiva, like what do they do in America? They walk around the block or something. Yeah. In Israel, they get up and they go to the Beis HaKfaros. That's the minhag in Israel. On the seventh day, they have mitzvah Yom Kippur. They get up and then they go straight to visit the Kever. Right, so the minhag in Eretz Yisrael is to assume that this mechaber is talking about everyone, and therefore they go visit the kever on the seventh day and on the 30th day and on Yud Beis Chodesh. However, the minhag in America is like the chacham zadon, assume that this is only for a chacham, but for regular people we don't do this. That's why in America no one does it, and I never heard of anyone getting up on the seventh day and going to the cemetery. And in Israel, everyone gets up the seventh day and goes to the cemetery. Again, unless it's a chag, then you're not allowed to because you don't go to the cemetery in a chag, but assuming it's a regular weekday, then they go straight to the cemetery. Okay, Shin Mem Hei.
Like all these minhagim about Hamas Batseva and stuff like that, what does that do? What are the general minhagim?
The general, there's not a clear minhag when to put up the Matseva. Some people try to do it at the Shloshim, but there's not a fixed minute when to put up the matzeva. They just put up the matzeva. I remember in my days when I was a kid and they taught you rabbinical school, people were a little less stark. And you know, Christians do an unveiling. They might put like a cloth over the matzeva and take it out and unveil the matzeva. Apparently, never been a Christian unveiling, but that's what they say. And I did that as a kid. Jews also did unveilings. And what they taught everyone is that you shouldn't do unveilings. Only Christians do unveilings. Jews don't do unveilings. They do hakamas matzeva. They don't put a cloth and take it off the matzeva. I'm pretty sure that by now in America, no Jews do unveilings anymore, and that worked. Okay. Shin mem hei din ama abed atzmo la da'as rachman al-tzad. What if someone commits suicide? So, ama abed atzmo la da'as. Here we saw machlokes Ramban and Rambam, right? Ma abed atzmo la da'as. Machlokes Ramban and Rambam, for sure they don't get any hesped because they have forfeited since they died berishus, they forfeited their right to covet. Not to mention the fact that I would just point out that this is not, I don't think this is the concern of the Shulchan Aruch. Maybe this is a different sociological reality, whatever it is, but I think something one has to be very nizer. The Shulchan Aruch said you can't be mechabed ma'amad atzmo l'das because he's a Rasha. It's a big aveirah, even Avodah Tzmol L'das. Again, maybe there's what lies behind it, but I think also it's a big sakana to be mechaved in Avodah Tzmol L'das. You know, suicide is contagious, not in the physical sense of the word, but in the, you know, psychologically. And if someone commits suicide, if you're really mechaved them a lot, then it could easily lead someone else to think it's a great idea to commit suicide. So you do have to be very, very careful with this. You have to be very, very careful with this. You can't, you know, glorify or justify suicide. What do? We'll see. What we end up doing is that if someone commits suicide, then you know, we try to say that maybe they didn't really commit suicide, and then we can mechaber them, you know, and then we're not glorifying suicide, right? Because we're saying, oh, they didn't really do it. But you do have to be very careful. This once I was, when I was connected to people in more liberal circles, I think I went to some sort of hesped where someone committed suicide, and they said, oh, like, you know, we really understand, you know, what this person did, and, you know, and they had the courage to do what's right for them, etc. And I, you know, I don't know, maybe I should sort of walk out, because, you know, besides that being against the halacha, I think it's also kind of stavashos that if you, someone commits suicide and you say that you would, you know, you approve what they did, then it's telling other people they should do it. So you have to be careful. Especially, again, this has nothing to do with the Shulchan Aruch, but especially if you're dealing with kids, etc., you have to be super duper careful. Forget about it says in the Shulchan Aruch. You also have to use common sense. You know, if you're of a, you know, you have to be very, very careful and walk a very, very fine line between not making an example of people think it's a good idea and it really worked. Ah, no one liked this person, etc. Now everyone loves them, committing with suicide, so I'll do it too. So you have to, you have common sense. Okay, bottom line, common sense. Let's look at the Shulchan Aruch. Oh, says Shulchan Aruch, Ma'avet Pol Adas, Amos Asmul Chol Dover, Vimus Avlo Lo, Vimus Pidin Oso, Vlo Korin, Vlo Choltsin, Avlo. Right, you don't do anything for Kavod HaMeis. You only do things. What do you do? So one thing is very clear, says the Shulchan Aruch, Shach, sorry, in Aleph, you do bury them. You have Ara'e Kvur of Tachrichim. You give them all the physical parts of burial. That's obvious. The biggest Russian, like Haruge Gezin, that's exactly where the Torah says that there's a mitzvah burial. So in terms of the physical needs you give them, but in terms of the honor, you don't give them any honor, no avilus, no kriya, etc. That we saw was the machlokus. The rab, we're passing like the Rambam, right? It probably says someplace here. Bays in the Bergola Kadas Harambam, etc. Right? That these things are all for the cover of the mace, and we don't do that. But we do things for the cover of the relatives. Watch for the cover of the relatives, omdil of Meshura, right? You make a line, you say, Amakam Yinachos come afterwards, that's for the relatives. Burl of Birkas Avelim called Dabashkul of the Chaim. We say Birkas Avelim, something we don't have the minute to say anymore. They used to say a bracha for Nichol Avelim in the town square before on the way home from the Levaya. And anything for the covet of the relatives we do, because the relatives didn't do anything wrong. Whatever's covered the mace, we do not do. Here it is a little controversial because it's Machlokas, Rambam, and the Ramban. First of all, you have an interesting Shach in. Sifkat and Bay says the Shach Mashri Shane Kornel of Klaofil of Velen, well, that's Ramban, not Torsha, Velen Kornel of. Like in Koran, Pierce Lord Chokim, he says, after all, the Ramban says that you do Kriya. The Ramban says that you do Kriya. Why is he quoting here the Ramban who says you do Kriya? What does he mean? He just means everyone else doesn't do Kriya, the relatives do Kriya. Nowadays, non relatives never do Kriya. The relatives do kriya. Here, it's not exactly clear what he's trying to say. Why is he passed like the what? No, I just finished my sentence. What does the Shach mean to say by this Ramban? Does he mean to paskin like the Ramban? In which case, he paskins there's kriya and avelos, and or. It's not so clear what the Shach means. Does it mean to pass like the Ramban the Gamrin? But that's a little tricky. Then why doesn't he say Avaladat Ramban Mis Avgolov? So perhaps he means to pass like the Ramban only by Kriya. Why would he pass like the Ramban only by Kriya? The answer might be someone give me a meta halachic reason. He would pass like the Ramban only by Kriya and not by Avelus. What? And what rule do we have? Halacha divrei mekel ba'avel, but not halacha divrei mekel by kriya. So maybe the Shach says by avelus halacha divrei mekel, I'm agreeing with the machaber. But by kriya, halacha is not divrei mekel by kriya. So by kriya, we should be machaber like the Ramban. It seems that that's probably pashut pshat in the Shach. He's saying that I am machaber like the Ramban in kriya because halacha is not divrei mekel by kriya. And by kriya, maybe you know he cheshbin out that he liked the Ramban. In any case, halacha lemaisa, the minhag is not like the Shach. Whatever the Shach meant, maybe the Shach just meant to point out some interesting fact. Well, usually he's not pointing out facts. Usually he's poskening. Lemaisa, the minhag is like the mechaber, and there's not even kriya. Again, theoretically, if you have ma'avedis mildas, we'll see in a moment, the minhag is not to make it so common to have a case of ma'avedis mildas.
So we shiv and shloshim, since it's covered for the mace, so that we wouldn't do. But a person like the chai himself might feel bad that he's not doing shiva. So like he'll feel like the kavod of give him a shiva, so he can feel that he's not embarrassed.
Right. So well, okay. So there are two different things. They'd be saying just so he'll feel like he's doing the right thing for the mace, but no, the mace doesn't deserve kavod.
Himself.
Even if, right. So I guess the point is that that's not the halacha. Even though shiva might make him feel better, that's not the main halachic point. But let's go back to the Chasam Sofer in a second, because you did say one other thing, which will come up in the Chasam Sofer. Said the Chasam Sofer, after all, what is the Chasam Sofer dealing with in the Piskei Tshuva? So gotten Aleph. He says the Chasam Sofer was a Chasam Sofer's case. Someone committed suicide, and it was a tremendous embarrassment for the family. Nowadays, in some circles, not such an embarrassment for the family. Nowadays, we have a different understanding of mental illness, of et cetera. And in some circles, you know, even if someone in the family committed suicide, it's not embarrassing to the family. They say, you know, it's like someone in the... You know, it's like someone in the family getting cancer, it's a mental illness, and it's not anyone's fault, etc. But in many circles, it's still been, in the Chasam Sofer's days, probably in all circles, it's very embarrassing for the family if someone committed suicide. It's a tremendous busha for the family. If, like, they might deserve a misayim, but the family, it's a tremendous busha for the family. The family didn't do anything wrong. So the Chasam Sofer says, the big chiddush of the Chasam Sofer, he says, really, the Ramban thinks there's kriya nevilas. But I can't go against the Shulchan Aruch. But nonetheless, he says, when it's kavod mishpacha and buz and klima olamis, right? If it would be a tremendous bizoyon for the mishpacha and they'd be humiliated, then he thinks there's room to be somech on the Ramban and say to do avelos. And then people say, oh, they're doing avelos, so it probably wasn't a suicide, and the family won't be so embarrassed. And he says, "Ilo halach the brei mekel." But Avel, he says, "No, maybe there could be. We could say halach the brei mekel, not to embarrass the family. Maybe that's also halach the brei mekel. You know, sometimes halach the brei mekel to be machmir and not embarrass the family. Basically, this is the famous kula of the Chasam Sofer. Famous kula of Chasam Sofer that lemaisa, if it would be tremendous burden on the tremendous humiliation for the family, and they couldn't handle it." Then we can be mekel and be somech on the Ramban, even though it's really being machmer ba'avel. But he says very nicely, we're mekel ba'avel. How can we mekel in like the kvod brios of you know descendants of Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov? Lemaisa, there's room to be somech on this Chasam Sofer if the case warrants it. Of course, again, this doesn't mean to say, oh, they committed suicide, but that's okay, and we're still mechabed their choice. No, it's adrav. Is that to pretend that it didn't commit suicide and lie about it in order to protect the family.
Is the matter only
kriya
or also
avelos? No, all avelos. He starts with, according to the Ramban, there's kriya and also avelos. He's not making any duke in the shach. He is being matter avelos, because that's what people notice. They say shiva, people come for a shiva call, etc. You know, and then they ask, oh, what happened? Oh, he died in a terrible accident. Okay. Or whatever, you can say whatever you want. It's not some sofer's problem. They'll figure that out. Anyway, Lemaisa, there's definitely room to make it like this, some sofer, because when necessary. Again, every case is different, but we'll I don't know how relevant this will be in a second anyway. The second of the Shishkei Tshuva was very fascinating. He says, there's a minhag not to say Kaddish somebody committed suicide. They said that made no sense. Adarava, they need Kaddish more than everyone else because they have a big Gehenna for committing suicide. So he said, no, maybe this is the misunderstanding. He says, in the old days, when only one person said Kaddish, you couldn't say Kaddish only committed suicide. Why? Not because of Rishus and Shem and Hay. Just because of business. Because everyone has an equal supposed to say Kaddish to their father. That's only when their father dies naturally. If your father killed himself, then he cheated. He cut the line. He has no right. He had no right to kill himself and take away someone's Kaddish. Your neighbor is supposed to say Kaddish. And all of a sudden, your father killed himself and artificially stole his Kaddish. He has no right to steal his Kaddish. So in the days when only one person say Kaddish, you couldn't get Kaddish for Ma'avidat Moladas, not because of Rishus, Adrava, because of unfair business practices. You're not allowed to artificially steal a Kaddish. Even nowadays, I guess that would be true in terms of the Amud, etc. So Lamaisa, I guess that would be true. Nowadays, everyone says Kaddish together, so it's not a problem. Theoretically, if you were fighting, then you could say to the other guy, well, your father killed himself, so he doesn't really deserve this Kaddish. He has no right to artificially take my Kaddish. Lamaisa, I would advise you to be in Vater, and that's probably not a good idea. Even if technically, you know, L'chorv Yerushalayim Elishal Midwas Menold in Torah sometimes, you have to use your common sense here as well. Okay, but it is a very sharp lumdish chak that, why is there meaning not say Kaddish? Not because of Rishus. Adram, the more Rishus, the more Kaddish, because of artificially stealing someone else's rights. The Sif Beis, and then we'll get to obviously more details. Sif Beis. This is really where do a lot of the coolest come from? A lot of the coolest come from saying someone's not really Ma'avidus Moladas. And there are two avenues to say someone's not Ma'avidus Moladas. What are the two ways? Like, what do we do nowadays? Usually we don't use the kula of some silver. Maybe we've been sorry for the back of our heads. We use the kula of the other post, which I think it's also some silver coming up. The other kula, the other some silver, the other kula. What we really try to do is say he wasn't Ma'avidus Moladas. There are two ways to say he wasn't Ma'avidus Moladas. One way is Sif Beis, to say he didn't actually do the act of Ma'avidus Moladas. And the second way is Sif Gimel, to say that he didn't have Das. What's Sif Beis? Maybe he didn't really do it. You know what? It really could be. You never know. What's the point? The point is we have a cheskes kashrus. Since it's such a big avir, we have a moladas, we have a big cheskes kashrus. And unless we have total proof, we have no right to be mulching someone from cheskes kashrus. And you know what the truth is? That accidents really do happen. Like, it's really like happens sometimes that like some kid could be thinking about killing himself and he's like playing around with a gun, but he doesn't really want to kill himself. And then accidentally goes off and kills him. It could happen. It seems like a bit of a terrence, but things like that could happen. You know, meaning it really could be. So what's the standard of proof necessary for Ma'avidus Moladas? So we raise that standard of proof very high because of Cheskes Kashrus. Ezel Ma'avidus Moladas. This is based on the Gemara. Kigon Sha'amari, old Rosh Hagag, he said he's going up to throw himself off a roof. It doesn't mean he said I'm going up to the roof. It means he said I'm going to go jump off the roof. And we saw right away that he went up because he was angry, because he was upset. And he fell off the roof and died. Even though we didn't see what happened, maybe he slipped on a banana peel. But since he said he was going to jump off the roof and he jumped off the roof right away, then that's enough for Chazak. But if we see he was hanged on a tree, or he was, you know, thrown on his sword, everyone else is kosher, so we don't take away anything, we give him a hesped and everything else, because you never know, maybe he threw himself on a sword, or maybe he tripped by accident, or someone came and pushed him on a sword, an evil person. Maybe you know, he hung himself from the tree, or maybe an evil person hung him from the tree. You never know. Meaning anything's possible. This happens sometimes. You know, you find a guy and he, you know, plastic bag tied around his neck and he choked to death. But maybe a terrorist came and decided he wanted to kill him very quietly so he'd get away with it and did that to him. I'm not saying likely, but possible. A guy, you know, jumps off the roof. How do you know he jumped off the roof? Maybe someone pushed him off the roof. Maybe he tripped off the roof. Basically, if you don't have prior declaration of intent, then that's not called Ma'abedes Moladas. Let me just find the right marker. Give me a second. Even if you look in Pesach Tshuva Beis, a little further on, Tshuva Sechtam Sofer. Over the Masha Kach Meshavan Arvol Meru Chanuk Hakavona Tshuva Ofen Shneir Bevade Tshuva Atzma Tolas Atzmo. even if we know he did it to himself, even if we know it wasn't a terrorist, even if he locked the door from the inside and killed himself, still that's not ma'abedus ladas, because you have no way you know it was ladas. Basically, if you have no prior declaration of intent, even if you know he did it, he's in a locked room, that the Sam Sofer adds to this Shulchan Aruch. Even if you know he's in a locked room, this Sam Sofer is a big maker here. Even if you know he's in a locked room, still, you say maybe he was ma'amad et moshe lo ladas. Maybe he was tempering sanity, right? Maybe he was hallucinating. Happens to people, right? They hallucinate and do crazy things because it's mamish. What called ruach ra? It's a shelter. Or maybe he was afraid of something. Who knows what might have come over him? Or all kinds of other very strange things. So basically, what's called ma'avetz moladas? It's only if you have ma'abed atzmo, even biyado, but without a prior declaration, is bechezka ma'abed atzmo shelo ladas. That's not so clear in the show notes. We're not going to say, there could be slight chance that the terrorist came and hung him from the tree. They said, even there's no chance the terrorist came and hung him from the tree. He for sure hanged himself because in a locked room, no one could get in. I mean, like in the movies, there's always some weird solution, but in real life, not. Still, who says it was the last? Maybe it's the whole last. Like that happens sometimes. Sometimes people hallucinate and they do all kinds of things. They don't realize what they're doing. You never know. Okay. Or what's the case of the show? What's the case that everyone else deals with here? The Shach and the Pisca, the Chassam Sofer a little earlier, says, what if he did have a prior declaration? But you don't know if he did that, right? He says, Miyad, he went up and Nafal Umeis. So what does that mean? Says the Shach in Sibkat and Beis, Kasur Ramban. Kasur Ramban, even if you didn't see him jump off the Gag, since he said he was going to go, Chazaka, that he did it on purpose and he didn't fall off the Gag or hallucinate or anything like that. Kasva Bach Bashim Marshal. Dafilom Ruushani Ola Velor Uva Ola Dibur Luchod Lo Samchina. Mein Bechaz Ba'amet Zola Das. Okay, the Bach Marshal, if you didn't see him go up on the roof, even if he fell off the roof, then you don't know Ba'amet Zola Das. Okay, here, it's a little bit of a funny case. Like, what do you mean you didn't see him go up on the roof? Like, how'd he jump off the roof if he never went up? And that's why the Chassam Sofer says, he's not sure what they meant to the Lashon. I'm also not sure exactly what's said by the Lashon. But the Chassam Sofer says that, no, really, he's arguing with Ramban. Even if you saw him go up to the roof, if you didn't see him jump off, that's not Avedas Moladas. Because maybe he said he was going to jump off the roof. He went up to the roof to jump off the roof, and then he slipped. It could be, or then he hallucinated, or then, you know, the wind blew him, or, you know, any, whatever it was, or something startled him, and he just went woof, and off the roof. You never know what could have happened. So therefore, what do we say? We say that even if you have a prior declaration, but the lo ra'uhu She'ola v'nafal. Now, we all know, we just don't see that he jumped. What does it mean they didn't see him fall? They found him splattered on the pavement, but they didn't see him jump. Then, even though the Ramban would say that Aliyah is enough, right? Kind of like the Chassam Sofer against the Ramban, that nope. He's the Chevzkas Shalo Ibed Atzmo. Oh, She Ibed Atzmo Shalo Ladas. Oh, he said he was going to do it. Okay, but how do we know he did what he said? So basically, you see how in these cases, you can often find a kula that is pretty rare to have such a, to know all these things is, pretty rare. Now, there are other kulas as well.
What are some other kulas as well? Let's go to, okay, well, the summer Rosh is a little, well, let's go a little bit in order. It Beth is Pisley Chuvi starts with Emin Shoham. A certain guy had a lot of signs. He brought his knife to be sharpened to Shecht, and he was found Shechted with the knife. And he wrote that his Talmidim say Kaddish after him. But he said, you know, who says? Maybe he just was feeling weak and he thought he might die soon because he was old, and maybe he didn't Shecht himself. And even if he did, maybe it was Mitok Shigaon, and he wasn't Bedas Tzula. So that's another thing. What if he wasn't Bedas Tzula? Right? What is your Shigaon? Right? This is the big thing, is Shigaon. Right? The question of mental illness. Here it's a little tricky. Because if you say anyone who ever kills himself is mentally ill, and therefore is a Shota, and therefore is not Bedas Tzula, then what does a Shota mean? But if you say that, no, there are a lot of people who kill themselves, like whatever. I mean, unfortunately, I was in Lavaya not so long ago, of someone committed suicide, and they, you know, they were, even if they hadn't committed suicide, you would call them mentally ill. Unfortunately, they just suffered from very, very big problems, and, you know, their behavior in general was mentally ill. And then unfortunately led to something like, you know, so, or sometimes someone can have a shigaon. You know, there are people out there who are just, you know, I think it's passionate. Before they kill themselves, you would think they're mentally ill. Then they're mentally ill. Or they're just acting crazy. Then that's not considered an often. So we say, you know, a lot of people are. You know, I mean, it's not a coincidence. There's a correlation between killing yourself and being mentally ill. It's not a coincidence.
They buried today everyone in the village.
That what?
They buried today everyone with kids. That's from Chimay, no?
Yeah, so nowadays we often say that, you know, the person was mentally ill, and, you know, I don't know if halachically you could say automatically, because then that would just erase the whole simon, but lemaisa, to be very honest, we always end up finding some way of explaining why the person didn't commit suicide, which again is also just, you know, psychologically a very good way to avoid glorifying suicide while avoiding humiliating the person and the family. But that's not just a modern thing. Like, you see how all the achronim are very into this. So maybe it's mitok shigaon or bilbul hadas, right? So what's another case? It could be shigaon or bilbul hadas. That's also a case where we would say it's not their fault, not avid smola das. Let's just mention one or two other cases. I think that first case might have been, was that, no, okay. Let's mention one or two other cases. What about, let's go to Gimel. Katan amas lo das chashav shlo lo das. That pashta katan doesn't have das. V'chein gadol ha-ma'abedes lo das, who honors k'shalom elech a motor min kol davar. Someone's honors like shalom elech, right? He was being tortured by the plishtim, so he committed suicide to escape torture. Okay, it's a big deal. Is it mutter to commit suicide to avoid being captured and tortured by your enemies? But whether it's mutter or not, it's considered honos. The, you know, again, there are things that are not mutter. For example, for the Rambam, if you violate Har Val Yavar, you could still be honos, even though it wasn't mutter to do that. And that's what the Shach says, what was unique about Shalom Melech, that he was afraid of being tortured. And you find that also the Yad Avraham here says, he benched a shota, he was afraid of torture. Again, whether it's the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do, it could be the wrong thing to do, because you know by Rav Hanina ben Tradyon, right? Remember the story of Rav Hanina ben Tradyon?
Yeah.
He refused to open his mouth and let the flames in. He says, I'm not going to kill myself. I'll die when Hashem decides I will die. Even though he's being burned at the stake, he knew he was dolim. So it may or may not be mutl chachila, but certainly you can say b'di eved that it wasn't ladas. It was under tremendous pressure. And therefore, you know, yore me inuyim gedolim. And this, again, one has to be very careful about this also. You don't want to glorify it. But I think that sometimes nowadays you have people who, you know, are old, et cetera, and they're afraid of not their enemies torturing them, but maybe they're just, you know, afraid of, you know, here it's a little tricky. I don't know. That's what gets the Besamar Rosh. What does the Besamar Rosh say? he says they quoted him Sarim Rosh. Someone has a lot of sorrows, and only he's very poor, he has a lot of sorrows, then it's not his fault if he kills himself. And then the Chassam Sofer and others say, well, hold on, Sarim Rosh is a forgery. And there's yet another good proof that it's a forgery. Chassam Sofer was very into proving that Sarim Rosh is a forgery. It could be because of Sarim Rosh's little his little form here and there. And the Chassam Sofer was very upset at that about this. Or it could also just be true that Sarim Rosh actually wasn't a forgery, and the Chassam Sofer was just a smart person. There are other smart people, but maybe he had the particular intellectual skill that helped him detect forgeries. I think it's must come by almost everyone in the world nowadays of Sarim Rosh's forgery. It's a book discovered of Tshuvos of the Rosh that was published in 1800, but it's pretty muskum by all historians and almost all Rabbanim nowadays. It's a forgery.
It was written by a Talmud Chacham.
What?
It was written, it just doesn't carry the authority. Hasn't had the authority of Rishon, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and it wasn't necessarily written by Noel Ador. Right? It was written by someone who knew something. That doesn't necessarily make him Noel Ador. His father was a big rabbi. Everything written by some rabbi in those days, especially in those days, you have to, not everyone, went down in yeshivish history as being one of the, what are they in YU? They call Bali Masorah. So it's our here.
Can I quote a quote from a Ha'ara in the Piskei Tshuva?
Yeah.
Sarim Rosh? Kol ish sheyesh bo reach yiras shamayim liyachzik sefer b'sarim rosh, l'amna b'sof beso, l'daiti roi l'sarif bo b'yom kikurim shkali ish b'shalas.
Okay, he's obviously exaggerating, but why would Piskei Tshuva say that? Not because
it's a Ha'ara quoting from the Sefer Shah.
Okay, but probably not just because of the forgery. It's not like he was so intellectually honest that he would burn a forgery and keep from the Holy Shabbos. He would probably just bury it. But because it had some reformist things in there, which, if you maybe if you're a rabbi who's a little reformed, you write a reformist thing, okay, but later, you and everyone else. That's the nature of the modern world. But to like write a book and forge and attribute to it or at least show them write things that are a little reformish, you can understand how someone would burn them and keep from the Holy Shabbos or at least exaggerated, say that they would. I don't think you really would have. I think we should not use the Sarim Rosh. Again, this Sarim Rosh is going too far. You have to say, what's the union of the Dolan? Someone has unbearable pain. That might be more like Shalom Melech, even though, again, I'd be very, very careful saying this out loud or in Lanyu Torah, just because, you don't want it to, you don't want to go in that someone thinks it's okay to kill himself. But he's not talking about that. He was talking about someone who's just in a really hard life. Someone has a hard life, then that is not a justification for suicide. I mean, in and of itself, we all have hard lives. You'd actually be surprised. I mean, it's not social work, but you'd be surprised. Even people you don't think have hard lives also. He was just saying, hard life. He was poor, he was downtrodden, he was oppressed, he was like, whatever. That's not a reason to kill yourself. Then all the Jews would kill themselves in Europe. But again, if someone has unbearable pain, which is not, he wasn't talking about unbearable pain. He said, sorry, maybe you had a hard life. But if someone has unbearable pain, then maybe that's more like Shalom Melech. And, you could say that they're not Ma'avadis Moladas. They were just honest by unbearable pain. Nonetheless, I think when, this doesn't mean that we have sympathy for people who say that you should, have physician-assisted suicide for people who are sick because nowadays, if you really have unbearable pain, there's actually doctors who can treat the unbearable pain. And it's usually just people who are either depressed or who have been, convinced by a certain hashkafa.
Like a person's koshes or halasan for unbearable humiliation. That's a lot of times you find. The guy that's slow, but he was just caught doing something.
Like all the cases in the Gemara, right? The guy jumps off the roof because he can't bear to like face anyone. The Gemara didn't say it's a good thing. Rabbis in the Gemara who did that.
Even like modern days, a lot of times like the that's slow, just it's clear what A led to be.
Right. This happens a lot of times with these Ponzi scheme guys. Not all of them. Sometimes the guys discover the Ponzi scheme and he just shoots himself because he can't deal with the consequences.
That's not
it. I don't know.
Again, we don't want to, you have to be careful what you say. You don't want to say approve of all these things, but. Exactly. Chaim Walder, good example. Okay, whatever. Everyone knows about Chaim Walder nowadays. Anyway, I'm not making any chidushim by mentioning his name. Chaim Walder, can any of us imagine how we could have faced the world if we were in his, we wouldn't get into his circumstances, but can any of us imagine how we'd face the world if we were in his circumstances? Like, I certainly couldn't. I don't know how I would walk on the street. I don't know how I would do anything if I was in his circumstances. So are you going to say that's like Shaul HaMelech? Or no, that's not like Shaul HaMelech. That's, I don't know. It's hard to say that's like Shaul HaMelech. I don't know. I'm not going to say that's like Shaul HaMelech. I'm going to say you should be strong. But maybe even the person facing unbearable pain in the hospital is not like Shaul HaMelech. He's not going to be captured by his enemies. He should be strong. I don't know. These are all very sensitive things. Lamaisa, we all know when it's... the Mahalach in general is that, it's very hard to justify any of these things. On a case-by-case basis, you have to sometimes come up with a cooler for the family. What can I tell you? I'm not going to justify any of these things. Even Shaul HaMelech, we're not sure if he's saying it's mutter or just honest. But the other things, I don't even know if I'm willing to justify that it's an honest. We'll just leave it all bizarre here. Okay, we'll leave it all bizarre here. One of the other things here is fasting discussion. What if someone killed himself for tshuva? To us, it sounds a little crazy. It's not exactly our milieu. But what if someone killed himself for tshuva? So he has here in the Yad Avraham, he says if he killed himself l'chaper chatov for kapara, then that's not considered ma'avadis moladas. And likewise, that's in the Eben Hashom, the beginning of the Pesach Tshuva. This is a very dangerous svara that everyone who feels like low self-esteem will think they should kill themselves. This whole siman, maybe you should be going there some while you're Torah, not to give people the wrong idea. But when you're looking for a kula, you can count that as a kula. In the beginning of the Eben Hashoam, he has one line. He says, the Ode, Shlomer, etc. Ode, the Shema, Asakim, Machas, Tshuva. Ayin Shem, Ode, Tamim. And then also in the Yad Avraham, the beginning here in the small print, he says, B'chini, Yomas, Atul, L'chaper, Chatov. He's not Machas. So, Tshuva, V'kapara, even though that's a very dangerous Svara. And the last thing, by the way, some of these are controversial, super controversial. Gilyon Marsha says the Gilyon Marsha, although I read someplace, I don't know when you say I read a study, that always makes me suspicious. So it says I read a study. When I say I read a study, it's like someone out there saying, well, I saw in a halacha book. It's true that you saw in a halacha book, but that doesn't mean that you understood it properly or that it was a good halacha book or that you understood the context. So, I don't know. I read in a study that Gilyon Marsha is right. What does the Gilyon Marsha say? A wild pshat. He says, if someone drowns themselves, then they're not ma'avedas moladas, because it takes a long time to drown, and the stomach did tshuva and had charata. Okay, again, all these are controversial. Just the minute is try to be meiko, not ba'avel, but be meiko, the, for mishpacha, etc. I read a study once that actually said it's true. They interviewed people who they saved when they jumped off a bridge and drowned, and they actually said, yeah, when I was in the war, I regretted it. So I guess the Gilyon Marsha might be correct. Shouldn't some of them say we don't even care? Like, once he did the Aveira, it doesn't matter if he does Tshuva. That's very harsh. So Lemaisa, we can put it in the Gilyon Marsha, that what the Gilyon Marsha said, someone who died with people at Smola Mayim, on Smola Mayim, right? Talinan, Shenis Charet. And actually, it's funny, people actually do.
That's
so weird.
That's also jump.
What? I don't know exactly where to draw the line. I don't know how long it takes to jump off the roof. It's not like drowning. It takes a while to drown. Right? Remember how big of a tefillah Yonah said? At least according to Rashi, you can argue with Shuto Shomek, but Rashi says that he No. That tefillah was Mimei Hadagah. Was Mimei Hadagah. Okay, but it doesn't matter. Yonah still had time to think all the things he said in the tefillah.
Does he get to find out the Shmuel
that
maybe
someone
else asked
him that there's Hasra before him? If there's Hasra. That's a big chiddush. Okay, I don't think most folks will say that. But Lamaisa, what else did Gesher Chaim say? He's Madaik. This is Digan Shulchan Aruch. He says Miyad, right? Shalom Miyad in the Sif base. And if it wasn't Miyad, then we're told that it was not Ma'amadus Olenas. Let's say he said, I'm going to kill myself. And then tomorrow, he did what he said. But who says? Maybe till tomorrow, a lot of things changed. And if it wasn't Miyad, it's Gesher Chaim, it's a diyuk in the, or with a non-recent declaration, you have to figure out what miyad means. But he said certainly the next day, that's not miyad. So lamaisa, in most cases, we can find a kula to say that he wasn't really ma'abed atzma la das. Point out one or two things, and then we'll have to wrap it up. The Haggah, we skipped Rama on base. Misha gone up with Gazal, the Algeza Nereg, the Din Malchus, someone who was a thief and was killed by the Goyish government. There are two issues they bring up here. One is Rishos, and the other is Sakana. What's a Sakana? That if someone's killed by the government and all the Jews make a big hero out of him, then it could cause anti-Semitism. I think nowadays one still has to be careful for that. That I think nowadays, maybe nowadays different, like in the last year. But I think Jews in America are too complacent and they don't do any of the gzeiros against anti-Semitism that are found in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ekron. I think it should be very machmir. And it all depends on the circumstances. But like, you know, if a Jew does something, it's all the American things, the big crime, and then you make him a big hero, that causes anti-Semitism. Okay, you don't have to make him a big hero. You can let him sit quietly with his family. You know, obviously, each case depends on the circumstances. But Mishagana Begazel is there, the Malchus to Abu Lab, in Invo Sakana, the Amos Amalchus. Ah, so he says, if there's Sakana, then you don't do Avelus. You don't do anything to do Sakana. Don't do a Hester to Sakana. Don't do Avelus. Don't do anything to leave Sakana. Because Nefesh is more important, especially if you go to Nefesh of the Rabbin. But assuming that the Malch, no one cares, then you do full Avelus, and he's not a Russian. We'll make Rabbin, it's all a Das. What's the Chir? It's a Havim, so we have Mina. Havim is someone who does something which the government will kill him for, it's called Ma'amad Esmoladas. Everyone who knows anything about human beings knows he thinks he'll get away with it. Right? You know, all these people get arrested for things and everything. You always say, what were they thinking? Isn't it pasha they wouldn't get away with it? The answer is, people have a big yitzhara, which override their logic, and they think they'll get away with it. So, okay, that's pretty pasha. He's not Ma'amad Esmoladas. He did something which is pasha to be killed for. Everyone who has any brain in their head knows that if he does it, there's 100% chance he'll be killed. That's not called Ma'amadus Oladas. He was just going to get away with things. People are irrational and think they can get away with things. People do a lot of stupid things. You know, the person who drives drunk and high 150 miles an hour on a windy road, that's not Ma'amadus Oladas. People have stupid yitzharas and they think they can get away with things. I mean, we should try a friend who's doing it. Okay, but the chiddush here, the shach brings up is, forget about Ma'amad Tzmoladas. There are other two things. Ma'amad Tzmoladas, he isn't. Sakana depends on the circumstances. Well, what about the fact that he's a Russia? What about the fact that he's a Russia? After all, let's skip to, before we read the shach, let's skip to Tzivdalin and Hay. Tzivdalin, Menudash Mace, we don't really have a need nowadays. Bedino Ma'amad Tzmoladas, he doesn't mean because he committed suicide. No, he died of natural causes. He just means he's as big a Russia as Ma'amad Tzmoladas. In Korvlo, Chotem Luas, Bina Love, Manichet, Evan Al Arona, we even symbolically stone his coffin. Behind him, he lived after Yerusha, she overall is very terrible. The Mamona came and she makes pot to me, Zerah, some of the Eman, Echon, Evan, and Rona, Spina, so Karai. There are two reasons to put someone into Cherem. These are the kind of Cherem, right? One is if they go against the Torah, Chotzba to Tamil, Chacham, and to the Halacha. And two is if they don't pay money, they owe. If they're only a Russia, if it's because of rejection of the Torah, then there's no availus, no anything. We stone their coffin symbolically with one stone. However, just because the money, once he's dead, he's punched for the money, and now he's a regular guy. Like, the Bezin told him to pay money and say contempt of court, you're in Nidoy till you pay this guy the money you owe him. Once he dies, he's potter for money. Money's not a big deal anymore. Okay, hey, call a portion of the Tzibur. Anyone who leaves the ways of the Tzibur. And there was a, we'll see, I'm going to say it differently, but what does it mean? It's what we call nowadays, chiloni, not from, right? Someone who's not from leaves the Torah. As a matter of fact, in the old days, you ever speak to an old Israeli yid? What do they call chiloni? What was the word then? Chofshiyim, chofshiyim, or they would say fry. That's the word right here. Kibnei chorin la'atzma, not bnei chorin like a Pesach Seder. He means, they, right, old people still call them chofshiyim, right? They don't know this word chilonim. Or if they hear speakers, they call them a friar. Fryim. So that's Poshim and Arnitiba, they left the ways of the Torah. Okay, v'china mumrin v'hamosrin, right? Pashas mumrin means they convert, they get baptized, mosrin. We know what that means. Kol eluin onim v'imus avlov leim elachim v'star sharkrovim loshim levonim v'satvin levonim. Not only do they Russia, they have no avelus, but unlike the Ma'amadis Moladas, they're such Rishon that they're against Judaism. Ma'amadis Moladas is not against Judaism, he was only against himself. They're such Rishon that we celebrate their death. They wear white. Agav the Shach says, from here we see that normal Avelim wear black. And without, but Ochlim shows the we make a big party when they die. Why? Because Ba'avo Rishon Rina, because it's a simcha when Rishonim die. Adds the Ramah, some people thought, some of the Porish Menet Tzibur meant if they don't pay their taxes and they don't chip in for communal needs, they don't help chip in with the Tzibur. No, no, he says. That's regular Avelus. That might be a bad guy. You know, you could say he's the, you know, he's not getting the highest level of Gan Eden and you don't give him after Yonah. But that's not what Porish Menet Tzibur, we don't mean you don't fulfill your communal responsibilities. We mean you leave the Torah. Right? Well, in sharpening a trickle, bottom lock, you'll last you know. What's the compromise? There's total Avelus for someone who doesn't pay taxes to the Tzibur, but they deserve Mida Keneged Mida. Mida Keneged Mida, no one has to go to his funeral. No one has to leave work to go to his funeral. Why? If he didn't chip in for them, they don't have to lose money for him. Okay, so no one has to sacrifice money for him because that's only fair Mida Keneged Mida, but he's not what we're talking. We're talking about here people who leave the Torah. We're talking here about people who leave the Torah. Add the Pesach Chuvitz, we've got in Gimel, quote in the Chassam Sofer, you still have to bury them. That's the case in the Chodesh of burying, is someone's Chaim Yitzchak Bezdin, who is, you know, remember, the Chaim Yitzchak Bezdin, it's not just that you do an Avira in a moment of, you know, a passion, etc. Eidim Hasra, and you're a Kabbal Hasra, you have to reject the whole Torah, right? You have to be a Mumr L'Hachis to be Chaim Yitzchak Bezdin, and nonetheless, we bury him. Fine, we still bury him, but now, what do we do with part? Here's a fascinating question. Ask the Shach. The Shach says, isn't the Ganav and Gazlan a portion of Darkei Tzibur? He's not from. He's stealing. Stealing is not from. So isn't he portion of Darkei Tzibur? And does it, and if you say, well, no, he still is from. He only does one Avera. But there are Mon, Shin, Mem, Sim, He, Sits. If He said, Rugelassos, Avera, Amos, Ablum, Allah. Even if he only does one Avera, he's considered portion of Darkei Tzibur. So here's the question. If anyone who does one of your portion of Yidakri Tzibur, then how about this? Ganif, why isn't he portion of Yidakri Tzibur? The Shach says a big chiddush. The Shach says it must be because he said Vidui before he died. And that's why you do have Avelus for him. The end of Shach, I mean, there's a question at the end of Shach Sukkot and Hay. Shach is a big chumrah. Anyone who does an Avera and doesn't do tshuva on their dead man is portion min achid tzibur and gets no avelus. A lot of achronim disagree with that. The gra in shin mem, it's not so clear what he means. Kedarka v'kodesh, well, I mean, he starts at us. He says that, no, there's an easier answer. I grew up, pshat was not like the shach. The gra mentions the word mumr l'hachis. Pshat is, hey, someone who's not from at all. How do you say someone who just does one avera is the equivalent of someone who's not from at all? The answer is Pashut. It depends how they do an Avera. If they do one Avera, let's take Avon, then they're not Porsche Darkei Tzibur. They're a bad person. But if they do one Avera Lahachis, then they're Porsche Darkei Tzibur. What's the difference? Let's say it's convenient for them to go to Shul because their friends are at Shul, but they eat Trace Lahachis. So they're also Porsche Darkei Tzibur. They're also not from. Right? It's convenient for them to eat kosher because all the restaurants in their town are kosher. Right? And the only non-kosher food is in the Arab village next door where it's not such good quality. But they drive on Shabbos Lahachis. Okay. So that's the gross that seems to say in Shin Mem, Shin Mem Lahachis. I pashup shot is, and quite a few are going to say, oh my, the shah. The shah is a big finish, because in hey, he makes it sound like the guy's totally not from. And all of a sudden, the shah says someone does one avera in that category, unless they do true on their deathbed. The pashup shot is like the grah, that no, only someone who's totally not from, or does one avera lahakis. If you don't avera lahakis, then it's totally not from, because it's just coincidence that you don't do all the averas, because you really just are against the Torah. But the guy that wasn't doing lahakis, no one steals lahakis. People drive on Shabbos lahakis, they trade lahakis, no one steals lahakis. People only steal because they want the money. Let's take off them. So therefore, pashup shot is that the person with Darby Tzibur, if you know it's against the Shah, is only someone who does all the averas, who doesn't have avera all the time lahakis. But they do an avera, let's take off them. They're a person Darby Tzibur, they're just a bad person. And then the Ramah makes sense. If you don't make the Okimta, that he did tshuva on his deathbed. Halach l'maisa. Nowadays, of course, even if people aren't from our minhag is to say they're tinuk shenishva, and as every year goes by and the world changes, there are more and more tinuk shenishva, right? Once upon a time, there was the influence of the, you know, of the street. Now it's the street and the education, and it's the street and the education and the movies, and the street and the education, the movies and the television, and now it's basically, you know, in your pocket, you have all of the force of the world concentrated, trying to be capture you, put you in captivity towards being not from. So it's very easier to say that everyone's a teen of Shanishma nowadays. And not everyone's a teen of Shanishma, but a lot of people are. And even though the classic teen of Shanishma is someone who's raised not from, that's what the Chazanish was talking about, Rav Kook already wrote, that nowadays even people are raised from, since the whole world is, you know, is putting a lot of resources and money and time into trying to influence everyone to do what they want and not what their parents teach them. Therefore, you can be a lot of influence on a lot of people. And nowadays, we generally assume that we don't apply Sif Hei. Bottom line. Okay. Vav, we already discussed this little Katam and Shano Shasim Shehimer and Emo Mesa Emes Ablu Alav. Right? This is a big Kiddush that if it's a mummer, if he gets baptized, even though he's a katan, 1 or 2 years old, doesn't even know what he was doing, still he's out of the fold. The tremendous chumra of joining another religion, or of Bodhisattva, they learn from Irani Dachas, of being on the other side, not just being not from, but being on the other team, as it were, that even a 1 or 2 year old, not everyone agrees with this. The Dagomer Vava disagrees and says that maybe at least if you hold Avilas Doraisa, which Sfaradim hold, you should have to miss Abel for him one day. Avilas Doraisa says maybe if only one parent shmata, the other parent didn't, it's not the other parent's fault. Okay, Lamaisa doesn't happen so much nowadays. Mechaber, Mishanafel Yam, Otava Benara, Chalto Chayin, Modim in a Davar, someone who drowned or in the Yam or the Nahar or was eaten by a wild animal, we don't take away their funeral rights. It's unclear what the Havamina was. What's the Havamina? You shouldn't give someone a funeral because he was eaten by a wild animal. It's not clear. There's a lot of theories. I thought the Pashup Shot is what it says in the Drisha, or the Prisha, whichever, says, the Gemara says, Ach Bisha Arba Misos Batlu. Finish the sentence. Din Arba Misos Lo Batlu. Even though there's no more Misos Bezdin, someone who's Chayiv Skila gets killed by a lion. Someone who's Chayiv Chenek drowns in the sea. So you might have thought if someone is killed in a way that resembles Arba Misos Bezdin, it shows they're a big Russia, and they don't deserve a funeral. Kamash, well, then, no, that's not what they meant. Sometimes innocent people are killed by eaten by lions or drowning in the sea. And Ches, Aron Ha'Ovrim Makom L'Makom, this did not happen much nowadays. In Shildo Kayemes, right, in those days, it could take a year to bring the Aron to Eretz Yisrael. If the skeleton's still intact, Omnum Lo B'Shura, Va'Omer Lo B'Rikz Avelim Tachumi Avelim, Yesh Avelim Shibs Avlon Lo, V'im Ein Shildo Kayemes, Ein Omer Lo B'Shura, V'Ein Omer Lo B'Rikz Avelim Lo, Tachumi Avelim. Okay, we will leave that for now. Meretz Hashem will pick up the next year with Shin Mem Ches. And Shin Mem Tes, and we'll go a little bit, even though there's a lot of things, some which are more Lamaisa, some which are not Lamaisa, we'll go straight from Shin Mem Tes. Shin Mem Tes is not so long. Shin Nun we can really skip. Shin Nun Aleph is not so long. Shin Nun Beis is not so long. Shin Nun Gimel is not so long. Let's say Shin Mem Ches. I don't know. Maybe we'll try to get through. Well, Shin Nun Zion is the question mark. Okay. Shin Mem Ches, and we'll see if we get to Shin Nun Zion or not. You know, if we can, we will. If not, not. Okay. And meanwhile, Fine will do some research, and we'll try to figure out exactly what our schedule is, and I'll send everyone an email and tell Fine what's going to do that on the WhatsApp. Okay, we have some questions on the chat. The
first one was before we discussed it.
I understood. What if there are two funerals on the day in a small town, Taka, what do we do? The answer is that we don't do them at the same time. We do one and then we go back and do the other, right? We don't, if there's a small town with two shuls, we don't allow two funerals at the same time. We'd have to make them at different times. That's what we'd have to do.
Would we do like the burial without hespedim?
No, or... I think we are just pushed off the funeral for a few hours.
Right. Okay.
I don't know. I mean, someone could be, you know, it might depend. Then you might get practical. Maybe someone will say, we'll do the eulogies for one, then the eulogies for the other, and then the burial one, then the burial of the other. You know, I think the rabbit uses a ton of sense depending on how far away everything is and the practicalities.
Right. Okay. Thank you.